I'm Nate Hedgie with Montana News. As anyone who's read Winnie the Pooh will tell you, bears love honey. But in Montana, that love of honey and hives comes at a cost. Every year, a handful of black bears are shot and killed by beekeepers across the state. And while it's perfectly legal, some think the law needs an update. It's a sweltering spring day near Missoula, and Bert Wussner is pulling honeycombs out of a beehive. His daughter is pumping smoke into the hive to keep the bees calm, but they're swarming around my microphone, my bare legs, and I'm really hoping I don't get stung.
You're not nervous, are you?
A little. I'll be honest. I'm a little nervous.
He gives one of the combs a little shake, and little droplets of nectar fall out.
Shakes out just like rain. That's brand new honey.
And honey is how Wussner makes his living. He's a commercial beekeeper, and he leases about 50 bee yards in western Montana. Almost all of them are secured with reams of barbed, solar-powered electric fence. It's there to keep black bears out. They love beehives. And Jamie Jonkel, a bear manager for Montana Fish, Wildlife, and Parks, says placing a beehive on the ground in Montana...
It's sort of like putting a dead horse out in the back pasture and expecting bears not to feed on that dead horse.
So Jonkel encourages all beekeepers to surround their yards with electric fence, which deters bears. But it isn't the law. Instead, the law says a beekeeper can kill a black bear if it attacks their hives.
I had to kill one last year.
That's Bert Wussner, the commercial beekeeper.
It was in a big stockpile yard with over 800 hives, and I could not put a hot wire around that many bees. You can see the size of this yard is only 24 hives. Imagine 800 spread out from here to almost as far as you can see.
He says it's unfortunate the bear died.
But imagine a rancher and something's killing all his sheep or his cows. I mean, it's the same situation. Bees are actually taxed as livestock in the state of Montana. And so I'm just protecting my livestock, and just like any other rancher or farmer would do.
As Wussner said, bees are considered livestock in the state of Montana, right up there with cattle, horses, and sheep. Each hive can produce a couple hundred dollars worth of honey, so when a black bear attacks a hive, a beekeeper can defend it. But Jamie Jonkel with FWP says the law needs an update.
You know, I would like it if beekeepers were just flat required to have an electric fence out on every yard they have, you know, with some wiggle room for areas where there's just no feasibility of having a bear. But in my mind, if you're going to have $30,000 worth of bees, you know, out on the landscape, then they should be protected.
While electric fences save Wussner money and time, he doesn't think they should be required. Occasionally the fences fail, or a stockpile is too big to secure with a fence. And in those cases, he says, the current law allowing him to kill a bear is necessary.
And if somebody says, hey, you can't kill a black bear in your bees, and you have no other choice, what are you going to do?
Beekeepers aren't allowed to kill grizzlies, which are protected under the Endangered Species Act, and they can only kill a black bear if it's actually attacking their hives. And when they do kill it, they're required to notify Montana Fish, Wildlife, and Parks, who will then remove the body. Kyle Miller is a game warden with FWP.
If we get to it in time and the hide's still good, a lot of times we'll paint those hides and get them tan and use them for education.
There's no state database that says how many bears are killed by beekeepers every year. The three bear managers I spoke with said on average between 1 and 5 black bears are reported killed in their regions every year. And that number is actually pretty low, considering there are literally thousands of registered bee yards in Montana. Jamie Jonkel chalks it up to electric fencing. Both Montana Fish, Wildlife, and Parks and Defenders of Wildlife have programs that pay half the cost of building an electric fence. And Jonkel says most commercial beekeepers do a good job of securing their yards, including Bert Wussner.
I'm not going out there looking to kill bears. I mean, I have to, you know, why would I do that? That's, again, a waste of my time.
As we get into Wussner's truck, I notice a sticker of a wolf in crosshairs on his window. Too many wolves threaten the game his friends like to hunt, and bears threaten his bees. That's why he spends thousands of dollars on electric fences, and why he has a gun. As we're sitting in the quiet of the pickup truck, Wussner turns to me. He says he's concerned the story I'm doing may paint him in a bad light.
Because one bear is killed, oh, beekeepers are killing them all the time. It's simply not true. You know what I'm saying? This is crazy.
That people would be having a conversation about?
Yeah, I mean, you know, when lions get into people's stuff and they're killing their pets, They make no hesitation to call the fish and game and have somebody destroy it. I mean, it happens a lot. Way more than the bears that beekeepers kill. I'm telling you.
That was true last year and in 2012, according to Jamie Jonkel. Montana Fish, Wildlife, and Parks say data from other years is not easily accessible. Black bears are not threatened or endangered, and their population is doing well in Montana. Over the past 5 years, black bears have damaged more than 600 hives across the state, costing beekeepers nearly $150,000. I'm Nate Hedgie, Montana Public Radio.